Now I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few moments. Those of you who'd like to come down, come on down. Good to see you today. Had to go back to school on Friday, right? Yeah. How is everybody this morning? Good. All right. Well, it's a week late, but are some of you going trick-or-treating this evening? If you're in Nashville, I think it's this evening from 6 to 8. So have you gone? I also know when you get to your class today, you're going to be given these boxes to take with you, those of you who are trick-or-treating, to also support a very fine organization called UNICEF, United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. It's to help provide food, care, and shelter for children around the world who don't have that. And so I hope when your church school classes today, you'll pick up, you'll take one of these and take them with you along with all the goodies that you'll be getting this evening as well. I want to show you something here. You know what this is? What? The seed, right? The seed, there's about a few million of them out on the back in the cemetery back there. I just picked one of them up. The seed. Great big huge maple trees grow from this little tiny seed here. And that's what I want to read you about this morning. Suppose there were a seed that started everything in the whole entire universe, you, me, everything. Suppose it all started from one seed, not even as big as this seed here. How would that be? Well, that's what I'm going to read about. And I'm going to see, Laura, could the two of you, Laura and, you're Laura, right? And I'm sorry, forgetting your name. Erica, Laura and Erica, I'd like to hold the book for me. You want to hold the, you want to turn the pages while I read? Okay, great, alrighty. Now, let's make sure I get to the right starting page here this time. I didn't do that last week, and I kind of... Right. Here we go. We're going to start right there. I want you to stand on either side when I say turn, turn the page, okay? All right. Have you ever watched a seed grow? Stand just this way a little bit, Laura. There we go. There you go. Have you ever watched a seed grow? Have you ever noticed how it begins? So small, so still, so quiet, like a gift waiting to be opened. And how slowly it wakes up and begins to unfold, growing into something larger. Turn. And larger and larger, then you know that whatever comes from a seed usually ends up looking very little like the seed it came from, which is also true of the very first seed. Once, long, long ago, way back before the beginning, so long ago there was no such thing as time because there was no one there to count it, everywhere was a huge, deep, mysterious place, like something waiting to happen. There were no stars, no sun, no moon. There was no place like Earth, not a drop of water or a single tree or rock or flower, no living beings anywhere. But deep in that waiting space was the tiniest point of something no bigger than a seed. It was not a flower seed. It was not an oak tree seed. It was not a seed of corn, although all those things were included in the seed. You might call it an everything seed, because that is what it became. No one knows where that first seed came from or how it was planted or how it knew in a way that only seeds seem to know how long to wait for just the right moment to sprout and grow. But all at once, this tiny seed, cradled and nourished in the rich soil of space, woke up, broke open, and began to unfold, unfolding, unfolding, and blossoming forth into an enormous ball of bright light like the great-grandmother sun, and the universe was born. Did we catch up? All right. Our fluttering galaxies, like a storm of snowflakes swirling, and gathered into the brightest, most blindingly beautiful clouds of stars. And out of each of these star clouds whirled our own star, the one we call the sun, and our earth and our moon, and all round the spinning planets we have learned to name. And this was the secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there. At the very beginning, just as the idea for each leaf in a big oak tree is hidden inside an acorn or a maple tree and a maple seed, we were there with all the stars and planets and rocks and oceans, plants and animals and people. Everything this is now, ever was, or ever will be, was in that first tiny seed. Okay? So whenever you hold a seed in your hand and wonder what it could become, imagine how you and all that is here once came from the tiniest speck of an everything seed before it sprouted and grew long, long ago in the way back beginning of time. Now, if this were an ordinary story, it would end right here. But this story of the universe keeps unfolding. What once began in a blazing blossom of light continues every day. New stars sprout in the deep soil of space. New plants and animals appear on the earth. Seeds of many kinds are scattered everywhere to help us remember. And new people are born every day with that spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside, like deep inside of all of you, waiting, like the everything seed to shine in ways that are yet to be known. The everything seed makes us all one people on this whole earth and this whole universe. And I want to thank you too for turning the pages for me today.